A massive wind energy farm is coming to northeastern North Carolina. Iberdrola Renewables has broken ground on a project that will include more than 100 wind turbines spread out over 34 square miles in Pasquotank and Perquimans counties. It's the first of its kind in North Carolina and the first in the southeastern U.S. Amazon Web Services has already agreed to purchase all of the power generated by the wind farm. As Dave DeWitt reports, it's a project that could transform that part of the state and energy production across North Carolina.
Locals around here, like farmer Horace Pritchard, call the flatlands west of Elizabeth City the desert. What was once a swamp was drained by timber companies and finally became farmland. And it's almost always windy.
If you can see it here, the wind right now, that's the way the wind blows here 90% of the time.
The dirt road we're standing on is often unusable when it rains. A few miles down it, Pritchard farms corn and soybeans. Now he'll also have something else sprouting from his 1,300 acres, 9 massive wind turbines. For that, Iberdrola Renewables will pay him $54,000 a year. The company will pay 60 other landowners as well. It's part of a $400 million project in a part of the state unaccustomed to that kind of investment. And it has Governor Pat McCrory enthusiastic.
This is an historic day for North Carolina for several reasons. The first is this. This is continued proof that North Carolina is going to participate in our country's energy independence.
McCrory is hardly the only one who sees this as a transformative event, if for different reasons.
This is huge.
Steve Calland is the executive director of the North Carolina Clean Energy Technology Center.
To have a project of this scale in the wind arena come in really helps to diversify the mix here and show that this state really is about supporting clean energy.
Iberdrola began planning the facility back in 2009. The company set out to convince local lawmakers and landowners. Some were skeptical but came around to support the project. Janice McKenzie Cole is the chair of the Perquimans County Board of Commissioners.
It is such an honor for Little Low Perquimans County to be a part of this endeavor, to be able to say that we had the foresight to see that this was something that we wanted to be a part of.
Despite the support of local lawmakers, it still took years of permitting and environmental studies. The North Carolina Department of Environment and Natural Resources had never before permitted a wind farm, and the going was slow. As recently as a few weeks ago, the project appeared all but dead after DENR officials attempted to proactively regulate the project based on a new state law. Iberdrola officials even told several people that they were scrapping the project until McCrory stepped in, put his weight behind it, and, according to sources, directed DENR to back off. The governor says this project stands as an example of how renewable energy-friendly policies like tax breaks and portfolio standards can work.
Well, I think what it proves is to get new energy resources started, that we need those types of policies in place. But at the same time, there has to be a long-term plan where each will stand on its own.
McCrory's fellow Republicans in the General Assembly are currently trying to roll back many of those same policies that are designed to attract renewable energy companies. Supporters say there's a reason that North Carolina is the only state in the Southeast with a renewable energy portfolio standard and is now the only state in the Southeast with a large-scale wind farm. Without those policies, Craig Poff with Iberdrola says his company never would have considered North Carolina.
Those policies sent a clear signal when we came to the state in 2009 that the state wanted to attract renewables, and we were focusing on North Carolina for that specific purpose.
When the first phase of the wind farm is up and running by the end of 2016, Iberdrola will immediately become the largest corporate taxpayer in these two counties, paying 3 times as much as the next highest company, even with the tax breaks they'll get. Along with the $1 million a year or so in local taxes the company will pay, Iberdrola will also build infrastructure like paved roads, and that will help farmers like Horace Pritchard turn the desert into a better place to make a living. Dave DeWitt, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.